Welcome back with Radio On The Go Sports for a Friday. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. We're going to start with soccer. The sub-state began. This is the first round of leading to state. And let's give an update here on the results. It was Belmont Clemmy at North Fayette Valley. North Fayette Valley winning 5-0 over the BK Broncos. Hampton-Dumont Cal posts a win on the road against Postville 3-2. The Bulldogs move on in the sub-state soccer against Postville. And Iowa Falls Alden in a different sub-state wins 4-2. Over South Tama. So the cadets and Coach Greg Lashide, just reaching his 100th victory in the end of the regular season, and now 101 comes with a 4-2 win over the South Tama Trojans. Also yesterday, Solon ends Applington, Parkersburg, Dighton, Hartford first season of sharing soccer as Solon Spartans with a 10-1 win over AP. Baxter defeats the AGWSR baseball team and boys baseball varsity 7-6. Baxter with a win yesterday on that. Well, let's take a look at what happened with track and field yesterday. A lot going on down at the Blue Oval with Jonathan Mowinkle and Dylan Dierberg. Here's Dylan Dierberg with an update on recap of day number one.
Dylan Dierberg sending you in one final report from day one here. It's Thursday, wrapping up at Drake Stadium. The famous Blue Oval finally coming to a close here again on day one, as we've been through two sessions, 4A and 1A first, and then, of course, 3A and 2A to follow that. And, of course, we had teams in both sessions and covered lots of track and field. And we're going to break it down by team for you on everything that went down here today on Thursday in Des Moines, starting with AGWSR in Class 1A with the girls 400-meter dasher. Bryn Smith finishes fourth overall with a sub-1-minute time, 59.96. Great run for her as she finishes fourth overall in that event. And her teammate, Abby Veld, in the shot put, finishes ninth overall, just missing out on the finals with a throw of 36 feet, 6.5 inches for her. Moving down now to the boys, where Jeffrey Faltzgraf, with a big push at the end, finished 17th overall in a time of 10 minutes and 42.09 seconds in the 2-mile run. Now moving on to Clarksville, where Kaylin Hardy in the 400-meter dash finished 19th in a time of 1 minute and 2.91 seconds. Now to the boys' side for the Clarksville Indians, it's Eli Schmidt finishing 11th overall with a PR high jump, or pardon me, a PR long jump of 20 feet and 5¾ inches. Moving over now to the North Butler Bearcats, and we'll start with the girls, where Kaya Johnson competed in the 400-meter dash. She finishes 12th in that event in a time of 1 minute and 1.27 seconds. As far as the boys, Owen Almeling competed in the 2-mile run, finishing 19th in a time of 10 minutes and 43.95 seconds. And Colby Miller competed in the long jump, finishing 8th with a jump of 20 feet 10.5 inches. That is a PR for Colbin Miller. Also, more Colbin Miller coming to you in a moment here with the 4x110 shuttle hurdle relay. And the North Butler boys put up the second best time today and qualified for Saturday's finale as they finished in a time of 1 minute and 1.46 seconds. That's good enough for second and good enough to qualify them for the finale on Saturday. Now for the West Fork Warhawks. Again, girls here being covered. 4x800-meter relay finishing in a time of 11 minutes and 6.1 seconds. That is a season best for them, finishing 23rd overall. Riley Atkins jumps 15 feet, 8¾ inches to finish 12th overall in the long jump. As far as the boys, a long jumper, Jackson McLemore, finishing 16th overall with a jump of 19 feet and 9 inches. Now getting into Applington Parkersburg, where the shuttle hurdle relay team for the girls was disqualified today, so they got DQ'd in their event. However, the 4x800-meter team for AP finished 9th in a time of 10 minutes and 10.7 seconds. Moving on to the boys now, the 400-meter dash, Adam Shipper, 16th overall in 51.84 seconds. And for the boys' 400-meter relay, it is an 8th place finish. Oh, pardon me. It is a 21st place finish in 8 minutes and 39.44 seconds, which is a PR for the 4x800-meter relay team at AP. And shot put, Carson Troina finishing 8th overall with a throw of 49 feet, 11¼ inches. That is a personal best for Troina. Moving on now to Belmont Clemmy, where what was expected to happen happened. Tate Sander qualifies in third place for both the 200-meter dash and the 100-meter dash. In 100-meter dash, in a time of 11.24 seconds, 22.33 seconds for the 200-meter dash. Moving on now to Clarion Goldfield Downs, where the 4x100-meter shuttle hurdle relay team did get disqualified in the final event today. However, they have several other events here. Does CGD coming back tomorrow to get back in the hurdle races? Now 2-3A for Hampton, Dumont, Cal in the discus throw. It's Charlie Morton earning a medal, finishing 7th overall with a throw of 125 feet 4 inches. And in the high jump for the boys, it's Tate Schmidt finishing 15th overall with a jump of 6 feet. And finally, for the Iowa Falls Alden team here, the cadets here today, Jaslyn Daigle qualifies in both the 200-meter dash and the 100-meter dash for Saturday's finals. Daigle in the 100-meter dash finishes 4th in a time of 12.88 seconds. She finishes 6th in the 200-meter dash in a time of 26.42 seconds. Again, qualifies for both on Saturday. And for the 3,000-meter run, Taya Miller finishes 20th overall in a time of 12 minutes and 1.68 seconds. And finally, for the boys, Jaden Damiano finishes 13th overall in a time of 11.4 seconds. That is a PR for him in the 100-meter dash, but it is not fast enough to qualify him for the finals on Saturday. And taking a quick look now at the team scores, just one team score to shout out to you, and that is the Grundy Center Spartan boys are currently sitting 2nd overall behind Des Moines Christian. They have 16 points due to the Spartans to follow up Des Moines Christian's 18 points, so down just 2 points with plenty of events left to go here as just one day has finished here at the Blue Oval.
And again, Dylan Dierberg reporting from Des Moines and the state track and field meet yesterday on day one action. And there's more available online at radioonthego.com, GrundyCenter.com, Hartford results there as well. So you can check that out on our website. The Cyclone Tailgate Tour featuring Iowa State head coaches of the major sports came to Sheffield on Wednesday, and it's going to be in the area again. In case you missed it there, they're going to be in Iowa Falls on Monday for the noontime stop, noon to 1 p.m. at the Highland Country Club. Food available for purchase, free gifts for kids, and you can meet and greet those coaches. Also at the Cedar Valley Sports Complex Monday night, 5:30 to 7:30 in Waterloo. Former Iowa State running back Breece Hall feels the New York Jets offense is a good fit for him. Hall says his goal is to contribute as a rookie.
I feel like that's the type of player I am. I'm an impact player, so I feel like I could come in, and if I'm doing the right things on my P's and Q's, and I'll be able to, you know, make a big impact and help this team out a lot. So, like I said, right now I'm just focused on, you know, doing everything right, knocking that rust off, and just becoming a better teammate, better person, a better player.
Hall is expected to be one of several running backs to have a role next season for the Jets.
I'm kind of, like, excited for it. You know, having a big load like that takes a toll on your body. So, you know, it's going to be cool to have another counterpart, one or two counterparts to, you know, take that load off and kind of share the reps with. So, you know, it's going to be different, but I'm willing to do it. It's going to be fun to be flexible and do that.
Hall was taken by the New York Jets in the 4th pick of the 2nd round. Iowa assistant basketball coach Courtney Eldridge feels the experience he gained with the Hawkeye program prepared him to become a full-time assistant. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey elevated Eldridge to replace Billy Taylor, who was named the new head coach at Elon University. Now, Eldridge spent the past 3 years as the director of recruiting and player development. Prior to that, he was the Iowa Hawkeye video coordinator.
Major will. It allowed me to just view the game from a different perspective, not from my player's perspective anymore, and I was able to learn, scouting, opposing teams and personnel, you know, of guys in the league, at a very pretty much from day one.
The Eldridge says the Hawkeyes will still add a player if they feel a need. The Hawkeyes won the Big Ten Tournament Championship last winter. Iowa Hawkeye baseball coach Rick Heller is juggling his pitching rotation heading into the 3-game series, which started last night to close out the regular season. Adam Mazur will be the opener. It was the opener last night in the wild win against the Hoosiers. And closer Dylan Nedved has actually been penciled in for today's game for the Hawkeyes.
Mazur will throw tomorrow, our normal, you know, Friday guy will bump up to Thursday in the short week. And then we're going to start Dylan Nedved in game 2. And then we'll keep Ty Langenberg, our normal Sunday starter. He'll throw the Saturday night game.
At 14-7, the Hawkeyes are tied for third in the league race. Indiana is tied for sixth at 10-11. The series, again, began last night with a wild scoring game. Don't have the final on it, but it was in the 20s for the Hawkeyes in the win. And the state track and field meet continuing today down in Des Moines. Of course, you can tune in reports right here with the radio on the go, as we will have that going on the air here at 8:30 this morning with another preview and other updates and reports throughout the day here on KLMJ and KQCR. And a few other notes: Iowa Falls Alden girls regional quarterfinal soccer, as they are hosting the Webster City Lynx tonight. So again, we'll keep you tabbed on that one, and also some high school baseball going on, and that is Clarence Goldfield Dows hosting the Forest City Indians, and Hampton Dumont Cal is down in Des Moines, and they are battling West Des Moines Dowling on the road. So Hampton Dumont Cal starts that at 7 o'clock tonight. And that's going to do it for Radio On The Go Sports for this Friday morning. Have a good one. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting.